We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here at 9:33. We're talking with Catherine Foki, Riley County Commissioner. Each month we bring a different one here on the program, and she drew the December straw here today. So glad we could have you in studio, and a lot of stuff's going on in county government. It seems like this is the time of year where we're just kind of tying things together towards the end of the year. But something neat that was approved last week was a new advisory board. We've had the Extension Director, Gary Ficon, talking a little bit about it. It's called the Rural Economic Development Board. How did this come together?
Well, we have had money in our economic development for quite some time. We use it for various things. We've had a lot of conversation with people in the unincorporated areas of Riley County and the other communities. And they've always felt a little left out. And we really wanted to develop programs and help them out economically. So it's been in the works for quite some time. And it's pretty exciting. And one of the big things that I'm interested in is broadband development. And, you know, that's really important in the rural areas. When I was campaigning, I found a lot of people would have broadband availability on one block, and a half a block away they wouldn't. So it was just really sporadic. And out in the country, it's always tough. It's hard to encourage people to come into the rural areas unless at this point in time, if there isn't a good broadband. Or some kind of program to incentivize people and businesses to get started. So this board is set up. There are 9 members. There are some basic members. We have someone from K-State, the Economic Development Hub there, and we have 2 people from the Extension Division, and we'll have 1 person from the Chamber of Commerce. The rest of them will be at-large appointees. The appointees have to all reside in the unincorporated areas of Riley County. So we just approved it in the resolution last week, and we will be accepting applications online for those positions. We've already got several that have applied, so it's pretty exciting.
That is exciting stuff. And we may have sparked some comments here for some listeners, so we're going to go to the phone lines. And I believe Paul's with us here. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
One quick question. You were discussing a moment ago about the distribution of members on the law board.
Mm-hmm.
Does that confirm with the original statute that was written almost 30 years ago by Don Everett?
Yes, it does. We're controlled by statute, and that's in the statute.
So you have 2 county members now, is that correct, or 2 city?
We have 2 county, and like I was appointed for 2 years, and I started in January, so I will be there until 23.
And then you have how many at large?
Let's see, we have 9 members. So we have, wait a minute, I'm sorry, 7 members.
7 members, yes.
7 members, and we have, Linda Morris is the chair, she's a city commissioner, and then John Ford and myself from the county.
Okay, and then you have Barry Wilkerson, he's by statute the county attorney.
Right.
At least 3 more.
Yes, we have Bob Ward, who's an attorney, he's the vice chair. We have B. Stoney, and we have Pat Hudgens. So
okay, and those are represented by what? North County, South County, or by Ogden, or Randolph, or Riley, or Leonardville?
I don't believe so. I'm not for sure where Bob resides. I think he's in the unincorporated area. It just depends on. I don't believe Pat or they reside in the city. So
do you have a list of how it was supposed to be originally? I know it's been altered. I remember one time a former city commissioner said that shouldn't be anybody on the law board unless they're elected, because if they're not elected officials, they're not smart enough to be on that board, and that is in black and white and recorded.
Well, I don't think that's the case necessarily. I think that if elected officials are really accountable to the people as far as the budgets, that type of thing. So, but it is a good mix right now. If you listen into the law board or watch it, it is a good mixture of citizens.
I understand that. I'm just trying to go back to what the original law or the original legislature, when they voted. And I don't know if you're aware or not, but when that first went in, the citizens did not like it, and they had a petition to get rid of it. But it was so worded on the ballot, and you can verify this through Rich Bargo, that if you voted no, you said yes. Well, it turned out that everybody said no, they didn't want it, but it turned out yes. And the people that originally did that petition said, well, we'll just go along and see what happens. Well, we're seeing what happens now. Now there's discussion, I understand, from the city and from the county to break it up and go back to police and sheriff. Is that true?
No. It could be under, from one or two people, but I know that the county, we are not in favor of that, and neither is the city. It's working very well. We get a lot of good reports from the way it's working. All the citizens in the county are very happy with it. So, most of the citizens. I can't say all, but most of the citizens. The feedback we get is very positive.
Maybe we should have a vote on it again and see how they feel now. I hate to sharpshoot you, but this has been an ongoing thing for 30 years. It's been up and down, pro and con. I won't say anything more. Thank you for what you're doing. You're all doing a great job, and let's continue.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Paul. It's kind of turned into an education of the law board here. So let's go back to the phone lines. We got Robert waiting patiently. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, thank you for being an intelligent woman with a stiff backbone that you could put up with all of us. I know that you're in your construction experiences, you know what's behind the wall is important is what's
right
in front of the wall. And one of the things we're having a problem with is our tax base over there at Seth Child and Wildcat Creek. We've lost that tax base, and we're going to end up losing more of it. But the gathering rain out west of town, of course on Fort Riley, but also on this side of the fence, the water runs down through. That's why our tax money increased the size of the bridge there by the jail, and they're increasing the size of the bridge of the railroad so that water doesn't get trapped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the same token, with the county and your advisory board was talking about the retention ponds on this side of the fence on the pastures out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's tired of me telling about my uncle down in Chautauqua County. The Caney River used to flood all the time, and Army Corps came in and put retention ponds all over the pasture, and now the Caney River doesn't flood anymore. By the same token, we could have our tax base in the city there at Seth Child and Wildcat Creek and build no telling what in that parking lot if we had the retention ponds out there in the watershed of the Wildcat Creek. You look on at all with the global warming, the floods all over the world that are happening right now, that can happen right here in, tomorrow.
Well, and we did have quite a significant flood in 2018. There was a task force that was working on this, that was trying to get detention and retention ponds developed up north. And they were not successful in getting that done. There was also talk about having some out on Fort Riley, and at first they were in favor of it, and then apparently they didn't. That they backed out of it. So it's kind of on hold right now. So it is very frustrating. So
we've got the Rebuild America money. We've got all the concern about the destruction across America from the weather, we could have the same kind of destruction from the floods here. And I'm sure that somewhere there's going to be money shook loose with a good grant writer that, oh, yes, we need to do that. This side of the fence, we don't need to put up a Fort Riley, although they're part of the watershed. It's easier to get in on this side of the fence and do the retention pond. Thank you so much for your attention.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
All right, thanks a lot. And you know, getting back to this Rural Economic Development Board, as far as you said that you have had a lot of applications here. If people want to know more about how they can apply, where's the application to be found online?
Okay, if you go on the Raleigh County website, raleighcounty.com, you go into advisory board, you go under the county commission, you click on county commission, which is under government, and then you go to advisory boards, and it will give the list of advisory boards. You can click on that, and the application is there. So,
all right. And I might correct you, RileyCountyKS.gov is the website there.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, very good. Well, we've reached time to take our break. We had a couple of long phone calls there, so we'll take a break now, and more with Catherine Folke in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.